Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here. Kathy's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the galactic guru of social media. She is my social media guru. I don't mind telling you that. She is our good friend. She's been hanging out with us for a long time. She's here to talk to us about social media during the pandemic. Kathy Perry, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back, KP. So we continue to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. What's it doing to social media?
Well, it's really important that people don't bury their heads in the sand and just put everything on hold. It's very important that they respond. You can't sit back and wait because people aren't going to knock on your virtual door unless you let them know what services are available and, you know, how you're responding to it and how you're staying in touch with your customers. So it's so interesting to watch people and how they're navigating this on their marketing side.
So it's still okay to be out there with social media on social media with your marketing, which is kind of I think that's pretty obvious. People expect you to still try to be open for business, but are there new rules? Is there new sensitivities that you need to have? How do you navigate this new landscape?
Well, this new landscape, obviously you're wanting to let your customers know whether you are doing a new type of service. So in the restaurant industry, for example, some restaurants are doing the takeout and the delivery where they used to be a sit-down restaurant, and people don't know that. And so they assume that you might be closed. You really have to, you know, stay in touch with that, your customer base. And it's so easy to do that and optimize your social media for that, and many of them aren't because they've never had to deal with that before.
Right.
You want to pin your post about your crisis information for your customers at the top of your feed. So any type of news feed on your different social platforms, make sure that you have the post at the top that's, you know, letting your customers know your situation and how you're handling it. And if you are doing, you know, I have a lawyer that's a client that we want people to know that we're available for telephone conferences, you know, even though they're not coming into the office, they're still available to help them with their, you know, by telephone. But restaurants definitely need to be letting people know because people are wondering, I don't know if this place is open or not, you know, and if you stay in touch with them and let them know how you're handling it, it sure makes a difference.
Well, there's no question about it. And just let them know. How about this? One of the things I saw, and I don't remember where I saw it, because as you know, I don't hang out on social media a lot. And my company uses it because we're publishers, but I don't spend a lot of time there. But I just saw this somewhere where they reminded us that all of their goods, all their goodies, their food was available to be delivered by one of the delivery services.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's a whole generation out there who like your restaurant, but they don't necessarily know much about Grubhub or whatever the different companies are, and you know, they might not want to put those together too much. You know what I mean? They may. So, mate, you got to make it easy for folks, don't you?
You really have to make it easy. And it's a time that you can still be building your list, because now maybe you want to connect with them via text messaging. Mm-hmm. And so you need not only their email, but their phone number so you can text them with specials. So there's lots of opportunity that you need to take advantage of during this time to make sure that you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So I just am amazed at the people who said, yeah, I'm going to hold off. I'm not going to do anything.
Wow. Well, you know, that's, you know, if you can afford it, good for you. but the problem is not whether you can last. The problem is people are still going to find, you're going to want them to find their way back to you. And if they never left you, if there's still a breadcrumb trail back to you, then when things get going again, like they, you know, sort of whatever the new normal is going to be, you want them to be able to find their way back. And if they find their way over to somewhere else, if somebody moves your cheese, or somebody moves their cheese and it's somebody else's cheese, then you're out of business.
Absolutely. You can't close the door to the communication with your customer. Even if you're not able to do your services at that time, you still have to have the communication with the customer.
Well, that's exactly right.
Let them know you care.
Well, yeah, and even if you've got the kind of business that doesn't lend itself to eating every, you know, you're not a restaurant or you've got a service maybe they don't need their transmission fixed right now. You still need to remind people that you're here and that you can be. Altruistic. Just say, look, we hope you guys are well. We just want you to know from our families to yours, you know, and whenever things get going again, we'll still be here ready to serve you. Things like that. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's really an important thing it's adding that human element back
values.
Into your marketing. So you're not just trying to sell them something. You're trying to be of service.
And demonstrating your values. That's another thing.
Absolutely.
People are going to respond to that, aren't they?
They are. They are.
KathyPerry.com is the website. Kathy, when we come back, can you help us with Zoom? A lot of people don't need help with being on Zoom and Skype and all the others. Folks, you got to realize we can see you. Quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is the website. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Sir Elton. Take us out.
You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.